This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Numerous news organizations are reporting the U.S. President-elect Joe Biden has chosen a Secretary of Defense. White House correspondent Sagar Magani has this report.
Sources say President-elect Joe Biden is set to make history with his choice to lead the Pentagon. If confirmed, Lloyd Austin would be the nation's first black defense secretary. He's a retired Army four-star general who commanded all coalition troops in Iraq and ran U.S. Central Command. But as a career officer, Austin's choice is likely to face opposition from some in Congress who want a clear line between civilian and military control of the Pentagon, citing Jim Mattis's experience early in the Trump administration. Biden picked Austin over longtime frontrunner Michelle Flournoy, who would have been the Pentagon's first female chief. One source says pressure was building on Biden to pick a candidate of color. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The New York Times is reporting that Christopher Krebs, the Republican former head of the U.S. Cybersecurity and Critical Infrastructure Agency, which was tasked with helping guard the 2020 U.S. presidential election from hackers, has filed a lawsuit against President Donald Trump's campaign and one of his lawyers after he made threatening remarks during a television interview. The lawsuit accuses Trump's lawyer, Joe DiGenova, of a pernicious conspiracy against members of the Republican Party who are speaking truth and conscientiously performing their public duties in the face of election fraud schemes by the White House, according to the report. President Trump has made unsubstantiated claims of widespread electoral fraud and has been trying unsuccessfully to overturn the victory of Democrat Joe Biden. The former official Christopher Krebs has been the target of death threats, according to the New York Times, which said it had reviewed a legal filing. This is VOA News. A strike by tens of thousands of farmers in India disrupted rail and road traffic and shut down some of the country's biggest agricultural markets on Tuesday as protesters demanded the government scrap new laws that will liberalize the farm sector. The strike, backed by at least 15 opposition parties, was a show of strength ahead of a fresh round of talks due to be held between the government and the farmers on Wednesday. Meanwhile, health officials and experts are still baffled by a mysterious illness that has left over 500 people hospitalized and one person dead in India in the southern state of Andhra Pradesh. The illness was first detected Saturday evening, an ancient city famous for its hand-woven products called Elhuru. People started convulsing without any warning, according to the director of public health. Since then, symptoms ranging from nausea and anxiety to loss of consciousness have been reported in 546 patients admitted to hospitals. What is confounding experts is that there doesn't seem to be any common link among the hundreds of people who have fallen sick. 1947, a time when less sophisticated mass communications introduced a new day in aviation.
It's past flight. Captain Charles Yeager climbs down into the cockpit of the rocket craft. Yeager, who has piloted the plane in all its record-breaking haste in the sky, drops clear. Because of security reasons, details of these flights have not been divulged.
Chuck Yeager, the U.S. military pilot who became the first person to break the sound barrier in 1947, has passed away at the age of 97. His death was announced late Monday night on his official Twitter page by his second wife, Victoria. Yeager and his aircraft were carried into the sky on October the 14th, 1947, attached to a B-29 bomber over California's Mojave Desert. Yeager and his aircraft eventually reached the speed of 1,100 kilometers per hour, or what's known as Mach 1. His exploits were immortalized in the best-selling book and subsequent movie The Right Stuff by journalist Tom Wolfe, which explored the early days of the U.S. space program. British health authorities rolled out the first doses of a widely tested and independently reviewed COVID-19 vaccine today, starting a global immunization program that is expected to gain momentum as more serums win approval. The first shot was given to Margaret Keenan, who turns 91 next week at University Hospital Coventry. And for more on this information, visit our website at VOA.